bow with me as I said a prayer over their offering. Our kind and gracious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this day and we thank you for a beautiful day, beautiful weather we've been having. The opportunity for all of us to come together yesterday and get as much done as we got done. Ask that you'll be with this money as folks give it, the love in their hearts, and we'll be able to use it in a way that would be pleasing to you. I pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I'd like to introduce Jared Ellis is going to be doing the invocation, and Ben Adams benediction, and I am Richard Adams, and teacher Glenn Hughes will be doing the spoken word this morning. If you see Glenn stumbling a little bit trying to find his scriptures, his hand's not working as well. He said he went to pick up a prescription last night, and he couldn't hardly write because his hand was so stiff from working yesterday. So give him a little bit of latitude if he stumbles a little bit, because I think it's a great privilege to have a teacher in our branch. And you have a list of questions whenever you sit down face to face and someday and talk to the Lord. And one of the questions I'm going to ask is, why are we always shorted on teachers? Because they're very blessed to have in our branch. And I think it's a great privilege to be up here with Glenn this day. Jennifer Jeffries is ill today, and so she's our special music. So if you would remember her in a prayer, we appreciate it. And our wonderful music director, Peggy, a piano player today, she has put together something for us and for our special music. So we won't have an introit today. Call to Worship, Doctrine and Covenants, section 5211. The teacher's studies, teacher's duties is to watch over the church always, to be with and strengthen them, and see that there is no iniquity in the church, neither hardness and with each other, neither lying, backbiting, or ill speaking, and see that the church meets often, and always see that all members do their duties. So I appreciate your attendance today, and if we turn to hymn 226, the old path. Rise when you find your place.
Oh,
Would you bow with me? Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for being with us yesterday as we got quite a bit done at the church. We ask you to be with Glenn this hour as he brings your message from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you all for your prayers and being with us here. I can't get my headphones out. Finger's not working too good this morning. It's amazing. If you're doing something you're not used to, it just changes. My scripture this morning will be from the book of Micah 6:8. If you'd like to read along with me. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Thank you. again, good morning to you all. That was just beautiful, beautiful song. It really just touches my heart. And let me give up my... I have been working on this for a couple of weeks, and it keeps changing. When I first started, I was writing. I was way off somewhere else where I had no intentions to be in going. And so that's where the Lord took me. And then I just had to give Him thanks and just pray some more. And He gave me the words. And my memory's not too good, so I had to put them on paper. So forgive me if I have to read everything. I'm just very, very humbled to stand at this spot where so many has come before you and brought you the word of Christ and his gospel. This morning, I will do the same. I plan on bringing you the gospel and the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ and His Son. I know the words that I say, you've heard probably all your lives, time and time again, from different ministers, people that's been up here. But I just hope that what I say will just touch your heart, and we just go on. This morning, my scripture reading, and also the song has something to do with walking, and it's walking with the Lord. Let me tell you, I'm a person of, I like to be plain talking, straight to the point, and be truthful. And I can tell a pretty good fish story when I need to. I warn you, I do get very emotional. The tears flow, and the first thing I looked for was a Kleenex box up here, so bear with me. But this morning, I would like for us to take a walk with Jesus. As we walk with Him, we see Him healing the sick, doing miracles, forgiving people of their sins. Just what He did for everybody was just beyond comprehension. The pain of the sacrifice on the cross. And still taking time to forget a thief that was hanging next to him. It's just really unbelievable how the suffering that Jesus had to go through as with the human body and being crucified. If you've ever read that, you end up suffocating. But he didn't have to go through that part. My next scripture I would like to read is, and if you'd like to read it with me, it's 3 Nephi 12:33-35. Now this is the commandment. Repent, all ye ends of the earth. Come unto me and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost. That ye may stand spotless for me in the last day. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel. And ye know the things that ye must do in my church for the works which ye have seen me do. And then shall ye do also. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at that last day. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing and a promise we have in that. The gospel of Jesus Christ.
It's the same gospel now as it was then. I like to call it the old time gospel. The gospel of today. I would hope people would recognize that in many, many of the other churches. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. They're starting to come around. It's getting real, real close. And it's the gospel that we need to keep in our hearts. My hope is that all of us has done that which He had commanded for each of us to do. And in the process of doing that, we have taken on the name of Christ. We are Christians. Christians, as in Christ. It took me a lot longer to do that than most of you. I married Rowanna when she was in the church, or LDS at that time. And it took me many, many years to come around, or a year and a half ago, something like that. But it does happen. So those of you that have family members, loved ones, don't ever give up on praying for them, because eventually their heart will be softened enough to where they'll come through. Just keep praying for them. Never, ever give up. That's why, one reason I'm standing here too is also, y'all ever give up on me. You prayed for me. You prayed for my wife. We went through a lot of troubles there in the last couple of years. Her knee was replacement. I have a nerve problem with my skin where I couldn't even wear a shirt. And I had to lay down on a couple of chair pads at work in the middle of the day to try to get through my work. But He saw us through. And through your prayers, we're able to be here this day. So we are commanded to be perfect in Christ. Let me read in Moroni 10:29. Moroni 10:29, and I just love reading Moroni. I just read it over and over and over. Yea, come unto Christ and be perfected in Him, and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. And if you deny yourselves of all ungodliness and love God with all your might, mind, strength, then in His grace sufficient for you. And that by His grace ye may be perfect in Christ. And if by the grace of God ye are perfect in Christ, ye can in no wise deny the power of God. Excuse me. A lot of experiences in my life, earlier life, that I'll probably share that another time, but I was close to God at one time for a few years, and I got away from it, and I don't know why, but because I didn't always pray. I quit praying, and you cannot hold yourself up by yourself. You need your fellow Christians to be next to you, your brothers and sisters, your family, as we are here. And you need that Spirit. And that Spirit has been with us since the beginning of the little garage church at Alan and Susan's house. That's where I first became really, really in touch with God. And it just keeps growing and growing. Excuse me. We had a wonderful time yesterday. We worked hard. We got blisters. We got sore hands, sore backs. But we worked together. We worked hard. And I know there were some that wasn't able to be there, but you were there with us in your spirit. And it was the young, the old. It was nice to see people come together and do something. We had some donuts and stuff like that for snacks, and we're finishing up outside, and the people that live on the east side of the church, they were out in their backyard with their children. I think they was just kind of wanting to see what was going on or whatever, more than anything else. So Roanne invited them over. Hey, would you like some donuts? So, yeah, well, they come run over to the fence. And Roanne did, she was witnessed and asked the gentleman if, you know, come to church, you know. I don't know about that. Well, we have a good Sunday school program for the kids. They would enjoy that. So it may not sound like a lot of words, but that is witnessing. That's what we have to keep doing. And hopefully we're going to, you know, God's going to be with us, and that's what we're going to be there for. I just know it. Every time I get out of the car and I put my feet on that ground, I just feel spirited. Anyway, are we staying on the right path? I know that most of you have seen, or maybe a small picture or plaque of the Footsteps in the Sand prayer. Oh, I got it here. I don't have it. Anyway, in the last part of that prayer, the man is walking, the person is walking in along the beach, it looks like, and there's footsteps behind him. And he quit questioning God about, where were you when I needed you? And the Lord answered him back, and to the point, he says, when you look back over your shoulder and you see one set of footsteps, that was when I was carrying you. And that's all we have to do, is just depend on him. Brother, we think we need him or not, ask him for those things. That's what he tells us to do. And let's go on another walk with Jesus. In preparation for this morning's services, we sang hymn 226, The Old Path. I would like to read that. Just read the words to you. Vida Smith, I'm sure you all know that you've been in the church very long. Vida Smith, she was granddaughter of Joseph Smith, wrote this song in 1903. One finger. And just imagine yourself in a time of need, or just in a good time of your life, when you're having a good day. Just taking a stroll down that old path. Just think of yourself doing that. There's an old path where the sun shines through. Life's dark storm clouds from its home of blue. We have a lot of bad storm clouds in our times. And the refrain is, in this old path, moves strangely sweet by the touch divine of his blessed feet. Find the old path, will be ever new, for the Savior walks all the way with you. In this old path are my friends most dear, and I walk with them when the angels near. 'Tis an old path, shadowed veils between, yet I fearlessly walk with the Nazarene. So no matter what your problems, good or bad, you can always depend on Richard. This is for you. Now, what am I supposed to say? No, there it was. Besides my fingers being a little stiff from working that scraper yesterday, the nerves. Now then, I would like to ask you a few questions. No need for a reply or an answer. Just keep that to yourself. Ask yourself, am I praying for others that are in need of help? Am I praying to help rid the world of the evil that is just consuming us? Our government, our leaders. Believe me, one more prayer would really help. As a Christian, am I helping others to find the Lord and Savior? Are we witnessing in our daily lives to people we work with, strangers we meet? Anytime we strike up a conversation sometime with a person somewhere. And ask yourself, am I ready to do my part in building in Zion? And that's is not only just living here, but being the right person. A change in your life. We decided to gather in about 25 years ago. We sold our place down in the country down by Everton, Missouri, moved up here. It's hard to get used to city life. We looked everywhere out in the country, but we just couldn't find anything, so we did find us a nice place in town. Rowena has done her part. Both of us have worked together to change our house around a little bit, to accept families that want to come in, and if they need a place to stay, they're more than welcome. Are we giving God all the praise that we should be? Are we thanking God every day? I know sometimes I sit down to have a meal. I'm halfway especially lunch, breakfast. I'm halfway through and, I need to. So I stop and I pray and ask for forgiveness that I didn't start it off with prayer to begin with. Once in a while, we all need a tune-up. We're just like a piece of equipment. Sometimes it gets run a little rough. We just need to stop and tune it up a little bit. And that's what we need to do with ourselves. I know in my life I've had to change things, change habits. And I hear people say, it's just hard to do that. It's hard to change. Well, true it is, but what you need to do is take away the desire of that habit or the thing that you do. I was a smoker for many, many years. My wife, my daughter was always after me to quit. I need to quit. My daughter has bronchitis and she can't be around smoking. So I started going outside when I had to smoke. Well, so they always told me, said, according to the Farmer's Almanac, quit on weaning day. That's when you wean your stock, and it's a lot easier for him. I guess it got the way the moon and the sun lines up or something. I don't know. So I told them, I'll do that. So I tried it a few times, it didn't work. So finally, about 12 years ago, I think, I put that matter in God's hand. And the next day, according to the almanac, was weaning day. I went to bed. Before I went to bed, I prayed to God, take that desire out of my heart. Because if you ever do something that feels good or you enjoy it, you know, it becomes a desire. You like doing that. It becomes a habit. I know I like old cars and trucks. I love working on them. I don't know how much stuff I drug home and the mice was in them and they ended up in the house running the refrigerator. And that was, and it still is, something I enjoy doing. I'm not able to do it very well these days. I haven't had a project in a while. I may not get one, but that's okay. So as I prayed to God that night, if I just didn't have the desire to do it, I wouldn't need it. And I went to bed, got up the next morning, threw my pack of cigarettes and lighter in the trash can, and I've never have wanted one since. Once in a while I get a little, it goes away. As soon as I think of it, it goes away. So that's God at work. That's God at work in your life, working for you. And you have to be in that place to accept it. And I'm very fortunate. Have family around me that, that will support me. One of the things we really enjoy, Ryan and I, is coming here on Wednesday evening for prayer service. There's pretty much the same crowd every Wednesday evening. Invite you all to come. You'll go away with a blessing. I know we do. A lot of good testimony, a lot of good prayer. It's just kind of that boost that gets me through to Sunday, to the next day that we're together. And it makes it a lot easier when you're with people that love you, and you can love them back. We need to look back once in a while. See if the footprints are there. When we take a walk down the old path that's ever new, just look back. He's there with you. He's there by your side. Walk with Jesus. Talk with Jesus. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can be out in the field, out on the road, at your job, at school, going to school. Please be safe. Don't take your hands off. At 8 miles an hour, take your hands off the wheels. So, you know. I've done it myself. I sit there and drive down the road, and I'll ask the Lord for something. And it works. It works. Just stop what you're doing. Just give a moment to yourself and to Jesus. And say, God, I'm having this problem. Please help me. And He'll see you through it. No matter what. And a greater pray all the time. And you will have a greater blessing if you leave out the ifs and the buts in your prayer. I know we do. God has made us promises. He keeps every promise He's made. We being human beings and having that agency, we don't always use it quite right. So the service, we used to call them foxhole Christians. You're down a foxhole and a bullet's going over your head. And, oh God, if you'll just get me out of this, I'll take care of you. I'll do anything. If you let me win the lottery, I'll give you half of it or something like that. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. He's in your heart. And that's where you got to go. You have to pray with great faith, great hope, and great charity. And when you do that, it will be done. It may not be done today. It may take a while. Please take a walk with Jesus, our Lord, and talk with Him. I wish I knew all the answers to life's problems, and I don't. I'm not a very wise person. But I know one day when we go to meet God, we'll know all the answers. We'll know all the answers that we searched for here. Not necessarily do we have to ask Him in person or face to face, but we'll just know it. In keeping with faith, the hope, and the charity alive in yourselves, and give God all the praise and all the glory, for God loves each of us no greater than the other person. He loves us all the same, no matter who you are. I want to back up just a moment to charity. That's one of the three gifts that he promises us. And I would like to read from Moroni 7:51. I think that's right. I want to start a little bit there in the last part of 50. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore, he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, and evident not. And is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all, for all things must fail. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whosoever found possesseth of it in the last day, it shall be well with them. Pretty much said, pretty plain spoken right there. And that's part of the strive that we need, that we take throughout our life. From the time we're baptized and we're given remission of our sins, we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we have that with us. It's with us in our heart. And we pray with faith, faith hoping for things to come. And charity, you have to have charity. Just read it, it'll get them better than that. This is the first time I looked at clocks since I got up here. So. Looks like if you're going out to lunch, you may get in early. Oh, that's Santa crowd. But in closing, I want to read. Out of Nephi 2 Nephi 15:7. This is something I got marked in my book, and it's marked to know well. It needs no explanation. It says, I glory in plainness, I glory in truth, I glory in my Jesus, for he hath redeemed my soul from hell. And that's all, folks. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
I don't ever complain. I never claim to be perfect. And I announced the prayers backwards because I put Jared on the end to make sure the recorder was on, so I put him standing in. Anyway, Jared will be closing us today, benediction. I don't like to talk after a sermon, but I feel led to share a little something with you. When I gave Peggy the hymns last Sunday, hymn 226 was there, and she said, go figure, because everybody knows that's my favorite hymn, and no, I pick it. But I said, well, no, actually, I'll let you know on a little inside that Lynn's going to talk about the old path, and that's the reason why she presented me with that paper, and I appreciate it very much. But It's sweet. I was struggling sitting here today because Lord's let me be a big part of his walk that he's had with us. And it's exciting. And I thank Dan for putting me in this position today to be up here with you. It's exciting to see people grow, as I've seen most of you people grow. Now, I'm not talking about height. Getting closer. Some kids really like to get height and look into my eyes. But it's really been exciting to watch our little branch grow spiritually and in size. So if you'd find your place in 336, and when you find your place, stand, please.
That you have brought to us this day, and please be with everyone as they travel home safely so that they'll feel your spirit as they head home. And thank you for all that you do throughout this week and the next week. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.